From the PA Chamber, this is Last Week in the Legislature, your session week recap of what's happening in the state capitol that matters most to Pennsylvania's business community. I'm Michael Plummer. We're now 2 weeks into the new fiscal year, and Pennsylvania still doesn't have a state budget. And while talks continued behind closed doors last week, the House was in session, considering proposals that could directly impact businesses across the state. First up, a new state-level False Claims Act. The House voted 136-67 last Wednesday to pass House Bill 1697. This bill would allow private citizens to sue businesses on the state's behalf if they believe fraud has occurred. And if money is recovered, the individual and their attorney get a larger share, meaning that the state gets less. This model encourages more lawsuits, even weak and unfounded ones. And employers, particularly healthcare providers, are often the targets of these suits and can be pressured into settling just to avoid lengthy legal battles. We oppose this bill, which now heads over to the Senate. Next, new rules for subscription services. The House voted 181-22 last Tuesday to pass House Bill 1299. This legislation would require businesses to notify consumers before automatically renewing subscriptions and to provide an online option to cancel. It also includes a new private right of action, which increases litigation risks for businesses. And while we support transparency, this bill adds new burdensome rules that could drive up costs. That's why we oppose the legislation, which now moves over to the Senate. And finally, a smart change to infrastructure project bidding. The House Transportation Committee voted unanimously to advance House Bill 1608 last Tuesday. This legislation would allow PennDOT and the Turnpike Commission to use a process called Design-Build Best Value for major construction projects. That means they can consider cost, experience, and technical expertise instead of automatically awarding contracts to the lowest bidder. It's a flexible approach that aims to improve project quality and reduce delays. The bill provides an 8-year window to use this method unless it's extended by lawmakers. We supported this bill, which now moves on to the full House. That's it for this week's legislative rundown. For more details or to access our policy memos, visit www.pachamber.org. For the PA Chamber, thanks for listening, and we'll be back with more next week.